Namaste Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naron Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasa Tato Jayam Madhirae Nashta Prayesha Vadresho Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki Mukam Karati Vachalam Pango Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Sri Guru Dinatarini Paramananda Madhava. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9. Title is The Appearance of the Demon Vritasura. Text 51. Please repeat after me. Maghavan Yata Bhadram Bo Dadhyancham Rishi Sattamam Vidya Brata Tapaha Saram Gatram Yachata Ma Chiram. Maghavan Jata Bhadram Bo Maghavan Jata Bhadram Bo Dadhyancham Rishi Sattamam Dadhyancham Rishi Sattamam Vidyabrata Tapasaram Vidyabrata Tapasaram Gatram Jachatamachiram Gatram Jachatamachiram Maghavan Jata Bhadram Bo Dadhyancham Rishi Sattamam Vidyabratah Tapah Saram Gatram Jachatamachiram Maghavan Jata Bhadram Bo Dadhyancham Rishi Sattamam Vidyabratah Tapah Saram Gatram Jachatamachiram. Please read.
Thank you.
Mataji. What word meaning? Maghavan. O Indra. Yata. Go. Bhadram. Good fortune. Va. To all of you. Dadhyancham. To Dadhichi. Sorry, to Dadhyancha. Rishi Sattamam. The most exalted saintly person. Vidya of education. Brata, bho, tapa and austerities. Saram, the essence. Gatram, his body. Jachata, Oxford. Machiram, without delay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Avacharan Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, O Maghavan Indra, all good fortune unto you. I advise you to approach the exalted saint Dadhyancha, Dadhichi. He has become very accomplished in knowledge, bho and austerities. And his body is very strong. Go ask him for his body without delay. Purport. Please repeat after my translation. O Maghavan Indra, all good fortune unto you. I advise you to approach the exalted saint Dadhyancha, Dadhichi. He has become very accomplished in knowledge, bhoj and austerities. And his body is very strong. Go ask him for his body without delay. Everyone in this material world, from Lord Brahma down to the ant, is eager to keep his body comfortable. A pure devotee may also be comfortable, but he is not eager for such a benediction. Since Maghavan, the king of heaven, still aspired for a comfortable body situation, Lord Vishnu advised him to ask Dadhyancha for his body, which was very strong due to his knowledge, bhoj and austerity. Maghavan jata bhadrambo dadhyancham rishi sattamam vidya bratah tapasaram gatram jachatam achiram. Om ajnana timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakra Namelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Shapadam Tikam. Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Srivishakamitam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधाकांत नमस्तुत तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषवानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन्निति नामिनि नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण Before speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, I beg blessings from all the Vaishnavas assembled here. Please bless me. Actually, I am not qualified to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramahansa Sahita. The person who is 100% pure in heart, they can release this Bhagavatam. And to sit in Vyasasana and repeating the message of exalted soul, it is such a responsibility that we should not interpret it. We should present it as it is. So, I want blessing from all of you. Please pray to Shri Radhara Sri Hari Lalita Vishakha, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman and Gaur Netai Prabhupada, so that by your blessings I can repeat the message of exalted devotee without any adulteration, which will purify my heart and also please the hearer. Hare Krishna. So this verse, Lord Vishnu is instructing demigods so for understanding this. Actually all of us are regularly hearing, but some of are here new, so just I am repeating before some verses. So here this situation, this chapter, the appearance of demon Vritasura. Jai Jai Shri Shri Radhara Sri Hari Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki, Shri Shri Garnitai Bhagavan Ki. Indra offended first Brihaspati, then as per Brahma's instruction demigods approached Vishwarupa as their priest, and Vishwarupa is appointed priest, and for the welfare of demigod he tried as per his best. But Indra saw that Vishwarupa was giving some share to his relatives, demons. Demons are related to Vishwarupa with his mother sides, maternal uncle, we can say. So Vishwarupa hidingly giving some share to them. As soon as Indra understood he cut off the head of Vishwarupa. After that, being angry, the Vishwarupa's father Tvashta performed a sacrifice, and from this sacrifice he called it Indra Airi, the enemy of Indra, that is Vritasura, a very gigantic demoniac form. It is described in Bhagavatam. Sukadev Goswami described that when he appeared from sacrifice fire, and after appearing his body was growing such as released arrow goes from one point to other place. The arrow, when it is shoot, it goes very fast. Now it is, there is no much more experience of arrow shooting, but most of us we see in Ramayana, Mahabharata, TV. Similarly, his body was growing in such a way, and his body covered entire planetary system, and he is walking, it tramples the earth. It visuals as earthquake. So his name became Vritasura. He is able to cover all this universe. So this Vritasura attacked with a demon, demigods. Demigod, they threw all their weapons. At once they threw, being afraid of Vritasura's fearsome features. So Vritasura, such powerful personality, he swallowed all the weapons of demigods. Demigods' weapon is not such as 10 mm weapon, but all weapon at a time they shoot at. So Vritasura all swallowed it. So they became more afraid, demigod, and they don't have any remedy to contract this situation. So demigod, they are devotee of Lord, so they immediately talk with each other and remembered Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they left the war, battlefield. And all of them went for approaching Lord Vishnu. And they prayed very nicely, nice prayers. Before this verse, very nice prayer is there. And after that prayer, being satisfied upon these demigods, Lord appeared before them. And Lord spoke. First, told them that you are very intelligent. Whatever prayer you have prayed to me, I am pleased by hearing this. And it is full of knowledge. This is the first shlokas which is spoken by Lord Vishnu to demigods. And after that, Lord tells them, really they are full. First you can see how Lord is dealing. Lord is encouraging them that what you are approaching me for your welfare, this is good. And this prayer also very nice. But for what purpose they are praying to Lord, it is such a work of a miser person. So, text 49 he says, Na Veda Kripana Shreya Atmana Gunavastu Druk. Na Veda Kripana Shreya. Kripana means miserly person. Lobhi Adami. Whereas the ingredient which can be used for solving its problem. But because of miserliness, he never uses all this thing. He keeps hiding all this thing. That is a miserly person. Miserly person never makes the property which is possessed by that him, never makes his welfare and others also. So this miserliness is known as kripana. Na Veda Kripana Shreya Atmana Guna Vastu Druk. So this such kind of miserly person never understand the Shreya of spirit soul. Shreya and prayer, these both things we can find in Vedas. Prayer means immediate result, bodily comfort, etc. But Shreya is welfare of soul, spirit soul. Tasya tan ichchato jachet yadi so api tathavidah. The self-realized person never want for the sense gratification, which is earned. The sense gratification happiness which is under the three modes of nature. So they don't pray or they don't want such gift from Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the pure devotee, what to speak of praying such prayer to Lord, material opulence or sense gratification. They don't recommend others, or they don't encourage for obtaining all this thing. And this is a very nice thing, obtaining a wealth and all this thing, nice home, pleasing all this thing. But why they don't recommend for this thing? So Lord tells, because these things, material opulence, if he is not situated in proper devotional service, proper situation, so this becomes stumbling block in the path of devotional service. Such as doctor never recommends a diseased person for the the things which is harmful for keeping his body comfortable. Such as if some person is diseased, diabetes, doctor never recommend for eating sweet, even though he wants to eat. Similarly, devotee never recommends for this material benefit from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is foolish words. So Lord, first statement we can find here is telling them you are intelligent person. That next statement, you are fools. You are intelligent because you are approaching me, that's good. Approaching a king for a pan full of rice, is it proper? No. King can give much more thing. King servant of the servant of king can bestow this thing. So no need of approaching king for a pan full of rice. So after that this verse comes. Maghavan Yata Vadrambo Dadhyancha Rishi Sattamam. Even though you want your sense gratification ingredient, comfortable body and all other things, I am benedicting you. All good fortune unto you. Apka kalyano bhadramta. So Lord, as per their desire, Lord is instructing them for their welfare. Maghavan, O Indra, jata bhadrambo dadhyancha rishi sattam. Now you approach Dadhichi Rishi. Who is exalted personality? Then what is the need of approaching Dadhichi? You go and approach for his body. You beg his body. And actually, body of any human being, it is not, nobody likes. As soon as spirit soul quotes this body, it is useless. But here, Lord Indra has to beg for Dadhichi's body for some special purpose. Not like us, human being body. It is very useful body. Why it is useful? Vidya Vrata Tapasaram Gatram. The body of Dadhyancha, Dadhichi, Rishi, is essence of Vidya, all knowledge, Vrata, various bhoj, and Tapa, austerities. So Lord is instructing here, you go and beg. In purport, Prabhupada writes, everyone in this material world, from Lord Brahma down to the ant, is eager to keep his body comfortable. All of us, we want to keep comfortable body, starting from small insect up to Brahma, great grandfather. And pure devotee also want to keep comfortable. But he is not eager for such benediction. He doesn't want benediction from Lord that he always, I may live in comfortable situation. Pure devotee never asks. Devotee asks, but when devotee is pure, that time never asks. I can see the prayer of Queen Kunti. Is she asking for a comfortable situation? She is asking for miseries, again and again miseries. Actually, miseries also don't want devotees, but in case of Queen Kunti, we see that as soon as misery is again and again coming, And because of miseries, she has opportunity to get association of Supreme Personality of Godhead. She wants Lord's association, not miseries. But in the form of misery, Lord is coming. So, okay, I want that misery. It's not bodily comfort situation, comfortable situation. Oh, but here we see Maghavan, that is Indra, approached for comfortable bodily situation. They are already again and again. You can see Indra again and again. Demigods, they are approaching Lord specially for a comfortable situation. For that purpose, Lord is instructing them, okay, you go and approach Dadhichi Rishi. So here you can see, when we attach to body, our attraction becomes more and more attracted toward sense gratification. So, Indriya Priti, that is. So that time we are, even though devotee, knowingly or unknowingly, we have to commit mistakes. So Lord Rishabhdev tells regarding this. Nivnam pramatta kurute bikarma yat indriya pritaye apranoti. No sadhumanya. I don't feel this is good. If we are after sense gratification, then it leads to bikarma. It makes us as made man, pramatta, nivnam, vastavika, really. In reality, it makes made. Nivnam pramatta kurute bikarma jat indriya pritaya pranoti na sadhumanne. We are fully observe that we are body and we want to gratify these senses. Here we see we are getting pleasure. But Lord Rishabhdev is telling, don't think this is eternal pleasure. This is flickering pleasure. In dream also, we release the pleasure. But very small fraction of time. Ninam pramatta kurute bikarma yad indriya pritaya apranoti na sadhu manne asan afi klesada asadesa. Jataha atmana ayam. Because of this bikarma, and origin of bikarma is indriya priti. So it leads. Yata atmanayam ashan api klesada asadeha. This body is full of miseries. Entire universe, this, it may in heavenly planet, earthly planet, or subterranean heavenly planet, and hellish planet, wherever living entity may possess this material body, this is meant for suffering. Klesada asadeha. So those who are not conscious of it, that this is flickering happiness, and this happiness is described by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? And so, not remember that? No. It's source of miseries. ये ही संस्पर्शजा भोगा दुख जन एवते आदि अंत बनते कौनते नते श्रमते बता द सेंस हैप्पीनेस फ्रॉम सेंस परसेप्शन व्हाट एवर हैप्पीनेस वी आर ऑब्टेनिंग डोंट थिंक दिस इज प्लेजर इफ पार्ट इज फुल ऑफ poison and off of that pot some nectar is there. Do you want to take that nectar? So this source of misery, but it looks happiness. Yahi sansparsaja bhoga dukkha jonaye vate. This is source of misery. And we can see any happiness. So approaching for a comfortable situation, making a big bungalow, or trying to achieve a AC car, or AC room, or if you want to keep some servants, so whatever it may be, for that purpose, he has to entangle more and more and more. For generally maintaining this body, it takes 4 chapati. To obtain 4 chapati, how much you have to work, just think. But because we are observed that we are body, and to gratify this body we are working as ash, forgetting our eternal welfare. So we are observed punshastri maithuna bhava etam trayor mitha hrudaya granthim ahu atah गृहक्षेत्रे सुतवाप्त वित्ते जनस्य मोहमहं मम इति. वी थिंक दिस वी आर दिस बॉडी एंड बॉडी द रिलेटिव्स इज आवर एंड व्हेयर वी स्टे दैट प्लेस इज बिलोंग टू अस. सो दिस इज अहम एंड मम, दिस इज इल्यूजन एंड इट स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम द अट्रैक्शन बिटवीन मैन एंड वुमेन. So here some nice examples is given that King Indra, who is a great personality and devotee of Lord, if he is after this kind of situation, then we can understand it is general to commit such kind of mistake. We are not exalted than these demigods. But if we want to go, if you want to follow the pure devotional path, then we can surpass them, because they are after this bodily comfortable, even though they are approaching Supreme Personality of Godhead for temporary benefit. So this Bhagavatam recommends such great personality, and they are small mistakes. By understanding this, we can follow only the pure path. So pure path, such as Dadhichi and Vritasar, we can share. They don't want such bodily comfort, benediction from Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are after eternal happiness, not flickering happiness. Narayana para sarve na kutaschna vibhyati swarga apavarga narakesh apitulya darshana. Pure devotee, if he is placed in heavenly planet, hellish or earthly planet, in our minds. All are equal for him. Then we see why it is equal. Pure devotee is completely absorbed for the pleasing service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter we can see the definition of Mahatma. Mahatmanam stumam partha daibim prakriti asrita. They are not in the, under the control of Mahamaya, illusory potency. They are same prakriti as myself. That means they are under Yogamaya. The Mahatmanam stumam partha daibim prakriti asrita. Uske baad kya hai? Bhajanti ananya manasa jnato abhutari abhyava. They always worship me. Ananya manasa. Not changing their, diverting their mind other than Krishna. Only fixing their mind on Krishna. Satatam kirtantascha mam jatantascha drudhabrata namaschanta mam bhaktya nitya jukta upasati. Always glorify Lord. Not 1 hour or only 2 days, 3 days festival or katha or 7 days katha, after that no, nothing like that. Pure devotee, they always glorify Lord. Satatam kirtantascha mam. And pure devotee places all his effort, gives all efforts for glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead. Wherever they may be, they don't care. Satatam kirtantascha mam jatantascha drudhabrata namastyancha chamam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. In this way he always become united with me. Always worship me with love and devotion. Offer homage to me. Dandavat pranam. So we can see such as Srila Prabhupada, how he was glorifying. Glorifying means don't think they're only sitting in Vyasasana and speaking. All effort of Srila Prabhupada is glorifying. Pure devotee never wants some bodily comfortable, I will take rest and other are doing. No. Always a new plan for glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead. If somebody is doing this service, okay, you do. And another more. One temple, not satisfied. Two temple, not satisfied. 108, and once more also. One Bhagavad Gita is already written as it is, not satisfied. Bhagavatam, Sisi, and also wanted more. This is Mahatma, pure devotee. So, one devotee asks to Srila Prabhupada that, so to pure devotee, they don't feel Narak and heavenly planet any different? Yeah, they see the same as? Yes. Prabhupada was in US. Is it not hell? The situation is hell. But because of presence of pure devotee, that place is Vaikuntha. Wherever pure devotee remains, always he glorifies Supreme Personality of Godhead. And wherever glorification of Supreme Personality of Godhead is going on, Lord is presence there. And where Lord is presence, that is Vaikuntha. Naham tishtami Vaikuntha jadina hridayana cha madhvakta jatra gavanti tatra tishtami narad. I may not stay in Vaikuntha, in the heart of yogis, but I always remain higher. My pure devotee glorifies me. This is the most comfortable place for Lord. Lord remains in the heart of yogis, in Vaikuntha also, but most comfortable place for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is where Lord's glorification is happening. Because this glorification purifies the entire universe. So this is the most emergency need for the welfare of all living entities. Glorification of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we can understand the two paths. One is Shreya and other is Paya. Immediate gain, that is bodily comfortable, and other is eternal happiness. The pure devotees are after eternal happiness. But a new fired devotee, they come and approach the Lord, but that is temporary relief. So Bhagavat again and again repeats the many mystics of Indras. So we should not think that Indra is doing more mystic than he is lower than me. No. He is an exalted personality. So if Bhagavatam will tell such tiny guys, who will listen this? Bhagavat specially it is chosen for our purification. If it is darkness, full of darkness, if there is tube light is there, it gives light, disappears the darkness. But if in front of tube light there is halogen, then tube light become insignificant. And when they in presence of sunlight, both become insignificant. Similarly, when pure devotee is there, all these things become insignificant. A devotee, they become very tiny. By the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Chaitanya, now we are able to understand pure devotion. And by His mercy, if a person is obtain mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then he can see such exalted personality, demigod, become very tiny, such as the insect. Kaivalya narakayate tridasa purakasha pushpayate vidhi mahendradi kitayate. Kaivalya narakayate means the mukti, sayujya mukti, merging in effulgence of Lord. It becomes hellish. Kaivalya narakayate tridasa purakasha pushpayate. Tridasa purakasha. This heavenly comfortable situation, such a nice enjoyment is there, and this is spread by demigods. They don't want to lose it. But where there is pure devotion, then looks as Akash Kusuma. Akash Kusuma, is it visible? In sky, nobody sees the flowers. Similarly, the devotees, see that this flickering happiness which is obtained in heavenly planet Arishishta. Kaivalya narakayate tridasa purakasha pushvayate vidhi mahendradi kitayate. Vidhi, Brahmaji, Indra and all the demigods. Actually, we are hankering for tiny pleasures, want to become master from some area. If you are in working some office, want to become manager. Or if you are a teacher, want to become headmaster. That means you want to control and that affluence for this flickering happiness. But where there is pure devotees, they see such exalted position. Brahmaji, Indra becomes insignificant. Vidhi Mahendra Adikitayate. Durdanta Indriya Kala Sarpali Kala Sarpa Patali Prakhyata Drashtayate. These senses are such venomous snake, it is compared as venomous snake. Durdanta Indriya Kala Sarpa Patali Pratkhyat Drashtayate. So venomous snake is very dangerous. Everybody afraid it. But if his teeth is broken, poisonous teeth is broken, that venomous, even though he is venomous snake, there is no harm. So such snake can be used for getting some money. Snake Charaman did this only. So those who are in the pure devotional path, their senses is like that. Venomous snake, but poisonous teeth is taken out. That means no more dangerous. The senses, it pulls towards sense gratification and we perform bikarma and we takes again and again bath and death in this cycle of. So, here we see those who are in the path of pure devotion, their senses never pulls towards sense gratification. They don't pray for immediate sense gratification. Kaivalya namakayate tridasa pushpa kasaka vidhi mahendradi kitayate nirdanta indriya kala sarpa patali prakhya drashtayate. I'm not remembering that last sentence is that if mercy of Lord Chaitanya is obtained, then this situation can arise. So, Gaurama Vastumal, one sentence I am not remembering. If somebody knows, then please tell. So, last sentence is that because of mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we can see Lord Chaitanya mercy can be obtained simply by chanting the holy name. Nirāparādhe nāma laile pāya prema dhana. This is the nature of holy name. Anyone is chanting without offense, then his heart will become pure and all the demigods will become insignificant in front of them. And his senses will become pure, no more harm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. టైమ్ ఈజ్ అవర్, సో దర్ ఈజ్ నో క్వశ్చన్స్. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ పర్సనల్ యూ కెన్ అప్రోచ్. హరే కృష్ణ, ధన్యవాదాలు.